Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Here we are back in the limelight with yet another extraordinary entrepreneur. We are live. I am loving going live recently. I haven't done this in a very long time, and we were recording a lot of our shows, but I've just decided I'm going to start going live. We're having a ball with it, and welcome to the show. So before we bring our guest on today, I do want to remind you that you can listen to this interview on our podcast. We've got 10 different platforms now, very exciting. So Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio is a brand new entry this week. Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, Podbean, and I think that's it. That wasn't nine quite, but okay. I think it's almost nine. And the TV, we're really, really coming up strongly on Roku now, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and Google Play, Daily Motion. We're also still on YouTube, so that's really great. And then we do have, as you know, the digital magazine. So a very cool entry this week we've got is pressreader.com. So In the Limelight with Clarissa is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. There's Mr. Orazio Pagani on the cover, the digital version, again, on pressreader.com, which is you've got to get over there. It's so beautiful. There's every publication on the planet is there. We are thrilled now to have In the Limelight with Clarissa magazine on that platform. Also, let's remind you about mynewsdesk.com. One of the greatest places that I have found to put out my news releases, my PR releases as well. There you can access thousands of journalists, monitor billions of sources and any subject matter. And you can even monitor your competition over there, which is never a bad thing to do, just to kind of know what's going on in the world and with your competition. So don't forget about then mynewsdesk.com. Ciao, Salvatore. Good to see you. And we're going to bring in now our guest. So, you know, everybody, there she is. And her name is Shelley Golden. I met Shelley through the National Publicity Summit and was really excited about what she's doing. So I wanted to bring her on. She is a fashion consultant, yes. She's also an image and personal branding consultant. But what she has started to do, and I'm so thrilled for her to tell us a couple of tips. Maybe she'll give me a couple too. She's started to do Zoom makeovers. Yep, she's the Zoom makeover expert globally. People and companies and corporate, they're calling her to say, what is this all supposed to look like? Shelley, help us out. Welcome to the show, Shelley.
Thank you. So glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, welcome. So what would the first steps be then to make sure that, you know, what is it that you're, let's say this. First of all, you and I both got the memo today. We got the, we didn't do this on purpose. Okay. We got dark hair, light eyes. We got our lips kind of closed. We got a scarf and the purple.
Jacket, you know, kind of in the V crossover.
The subliminal lines. We're going to get to that too. Really, really good to have you. But again, let's get to where does your eye as an image expert go to first?
The first thing that you see is if the person is in the light or in the dark. That's the first thing you see. I mean, you notice it if you're on Zoom a lot. You notice if people have really bad lighting, if they have glare in their glasses, if only one side of their face is lit, or perhaps they're sitting in front of a window and the light coming in the window is so bright that they're actually in the dark.
That's right. That's right. So those are the first things that I kind of see too. I love that you have that flash of light behind you, which is really beautiful. And it gives just such beautiful a context to the entire image that's coming in here. Let me ask you a few questions. So how is it then that you decided, you know, I think I'm going to start helping people with their Zoom makeovers because I'm not kind of liking what I see. How did you approach that subject?
Yeah, I didn't think about it. It was just one of those things that happened. I met a woman at the end of February. I feel like I have a little horse in my throat.
It's all right. It's the winter. We've all got a little something going on. But okay, you met a woman at the end of February.
And she said, hey, let's do a workshop. And I'm like, okay, let's do a workshop together. And our first day to talk about it was in California, where we live, was the first day of shelter in place. So, yeah. You know, we were on a Zoom call and I said, well, I normally help people look good, feel confident in person. I could just help them look good, feel confident, as I say, in their box.
Right.
And that's how it happened. So I just created what I call the Zoom makeover. And I came up with kind of a default, 5 steps to go through to help you look good in your box. And I can tell you what they are.
Okay.
It's camera angle, lighting, background, mm-hmm. what color looks best on you in your space, because I'm a color consultant, so I'm really, really picky about colors.
Right.
And then
right.
Lastly, for women who wear makeup, or women and men who wear makeup, Zoom-specific makeup techniques to really counterbalance the blue light coming off your monitor.
Right.
To really create a three-dimensional look.
And that's absolutely. So what do you think that the biggest challenge is for people when they're working from home and they're on Zoom frequently? I know I'm on all the time, you know, whether I'm doing this, you know, the interviews on StreamYard, or I'm Zooming for business calls, you know, business conferences, because they're not calls, obviously, you know, people see you. So what's the biggest challenge that you see that people are having?
The biggest challenge is lighting. I mean, that's pretty clear. And the second challenge would really be what's a good background? I talk to people about backgrounds all the time, but lighting. So my suggestion is, especially like you and I wear glasses,
right.
Although these are really computer glasses with a little bit of a reading prescription in it.
Right.
So my suggestion is have the lights at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock so that they actually come on either side of your face.
Right. Yep.
So many people have these big ring lights that put them in front,
of you. Yeah, these 2 rings in your glasses.
Right. And another little, this is my special little secret weapon. It's the easiest, cheapest hack that anyone can have is I suggest using fuchsia and yellow Post-its and put them over your lights, whatever your lights are. Reason being, as a color consultant, if you mix fuchsia and yellow together, like the bright yellow, not the original Post-it yellow,
right.
It creates a peachy color. And that's the right color to balance the blue light coming off of your monitor. It's
right.
Cheap and it's easy. And it doesn't right. matter whether you're light-skinned or dark-skinned.
Right, yeah. There are a lot of lighting issues. I'd have to agree with you there. There truly are a lot of lighting issues. And the other thing that I do, if I may add, is that every time I start, I dim my computer light. So whereas I'll show you what I'm talking about. So if I take my computer light all the way up, now you're probably going to see that you're going to see my computer yeah. screen is right there in my eyes, right?
Yeah.
So before I get started, I go down and you know, we're pretty kind of dark right now, meaning that light is so darkish that it wouldn't interfere. And I'm very mindful of, you know, where my main lights are as well. If I go like this, you'll see them, right?
Yep.
So I try to make sure, right, that I keep my, you know, I don't disturb who would be watching this, because those can be very distracting elements. Don't you agree?
I do. And there's one like new tip that I want to share with everybody. About 3.5 months ago, at least from the date that we are broadcasting this, Zoom had an update. And in the update, if you go into settings, computer video settings, there is a little checkbox for adjust for low light. And if you go into your settings and click that, there will be a toggle and you can change the lighting.
What?
So it what it does, it doesn't just, it's not like lights that light up your face. It lightens everything in your box. So
very
cool.
You
might want to actually lower your lights up, your direct lights.
Right.
So that everything gets light. And this awesome. Is great for morning, like early morning meetings.
Right.
And also evening and late afternoon meetings when it starts to get dark in your room.
Right. Right.
It lightens everything up. Super so bonus.
How do you think, I know that you lived in Amsterdam and you studied some of the, you know, the Dutch masters or some yeah. are just, you know, phenomenal. What do you think that did you pick up anything from, you know, the artist and the artistry? Cause I know I lived in Italy for, you know, for 30 years. So obviously what I also was exposed to, you know, the gods of the artists, right?
Yeah.
The gods of art, shall yeah, I say.
Of course. So,
you know, what was it that, I mean, does that help you compose differently as an image consultant and expert?
It does. So actually when I'm working with people on how they look in online, I'm creating a painting. And in particular, I'm looking at, just like an artist, they show you where they want you to look first. Mm. I often use the example of the girl with the pearl earring.
Yes.
So by Johannes Vermeer.
Yes, yes, yes. Love her.
So whatever is white and light in your Zoom box will always right. catch attention first.
First.
And so Vermeer used titanium white, which is the whitest of the whites.
Right.
Because he wanted you to look at the earring. So I am looking at where does your eye go first, which is usually what is light. Mm-hmm. Additionally, so I'm looking at contrast, light and dark, but also just like the artist, they have subliminal lines of perspective.
Yes.
And so even in my Zoom box, you can't see all of my Zoom box, but I have two subliminal lines. I have some flowers,
I can make that happen.
Some flowers over here.
Yeah, I was trying to see if I can make that happen. I don't know.
I have my little, thank God, new little lightweight round glasses. I have this round, let's see, a round circle on the cabinet and the edge of the cabinet. And it and it creates this diagonal, and my eyes are in that diagonal. Stay in that shot. I also have another diagonal. I have this rectangular plane over here. I have a rectangular plane over here. And again, my eyes, are in the middle of that diagonal. So you're looking at my eyes about right here. So I've got these two intersecting subliminal lines. So you're forced to look at my eyes. You're forced to look at my face. And by wearing this light color below my face under a bright color, I'm drawing your eye downward so that you look at my torso and my body so that you can read my subliminal nonverbal cues, which is really important because that's what we're missing on Zoom or whatever platform you're on.
That is really, really cool. I'm going to take you off a second. So stay right there. I'm going to show you my background. It's just clutter. It's a little more cluttered, but you know, it is, I keep most of it in the dark. And I love the fact that I just have this one, you know, light bit. That's really what I want people to see most is,
that's
you know,
it.
My logo. So for me, it's important in media that people see the logo, that it's kind of bright and light and that I get the message across that we are, you know, in the limelight TV, whereas you obviously have something else going on as in the image consultant that you are. And by the way, you can critique, we can critique me. Let's do that after the show. If you let's go ahead, you know, and critique, that will be good with that too. So yeah, I mean, it's that important. I'm going to say this though. You and I are in the business and you and I are a little bit pickier. We've had different exposures, if you will. I grew up with the grandmasters of the runway, you know, the Versaces, the Valentinos, the Armanis, the Ferrés. I was on every runway and I learned through those masters when you learned through the artists, the painters. Do people need to get, I'm sure they're asking themselves, do we need to get really that, you know, that I'm trying to find the right word. that, you know, that worried about every aspect of our background? Or is it just more about lighting and maybe good makeup?
No, it's not. It actually is every aspect, for a couple reasons. First of all, especially since everybody's doing business online, yeah, it's no longer just you. It's yeah, you and everything in your box. Mm-hmm. And what it is that I work with people on, I work with clients, I work with companies, is I'm helping people look more trustworthy. I'm helping people engage with you more. Yeah. So that it actually feels like you're just sitting on the other side of the table, really helping improve your rapport and, most importantly, elevate your brand,
yeah,
which is super important, you know, because yeah, you might have a great product, but if you have like a, you know, if you're sitting in a garage, you know, it might not match your product. So I try to match your message and your brand and how people are perceiving you.
Absolutely. Yes. And I was going to go right there to brand, because no matter where you are and what you're doing, you know, you are always the brand. You know, I am, you are, we are the brand. People are yes, absolutely looking to us, and you know, they are critiquing whether we like it or not. I mean, whether they know it or not, a lot of times they're critiquing, you know, those famous, what was it, 6 seconds to make an impression. Now it's really 6 milliseconds.
Right. You know,
yeah, I mean, it's not, people are thinking, yeah, we think much more quickly now than we used to. And we make that decision upon the, you know, what is that perception of what we're seeing almost instantaneously. Right. So I really agree with you that it's so, so super important. Mm-hmm. I do want to, yeah, that brand we always remember that we are the brand, what we do, what we say, what comes out of our mouths, right. You know, all of that is helping others formulate an opinion of you. I do want to bring everybody's attention to the ticker at the bottom. You'll see ShellyGoldenStyle.com. You can get over there for a lot more information. Shelly, I love your website because you have a lot of before and after pictures, which is really cool. So people can get over there and see the actual difference that you're making from before and after for people that have, you know, had been on Zoom beforehand and probably were a little lost. And then after you put in your golden touch, I know that you are
the golden touch. Yeah, thank you.
Your golden touch. So here's what your website says. You're helping them to improve the camera angle, their lighting, background and surroundings we've talked about, and then Zoom specific makeup techniques. Please, please do tell.
Okay. You know, it's pretty basic, pretty simple. So we are on a two-dimensional platform. And of course, especially women, who one of the things that I see most often, you know, you get the uni-neck look, you know, yeah. So how did you, just to try to create different, a three-dimensional space. So I have 4 points on the face that I focus on.
Do you want me to go back? Do you want me to make you full screen again?
No, that's okay.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you were going to be showing your surroundings. Go ahead.
So 4 points on the face. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm really aiming so that people can zoom in on your face, because that's the most important thing, is that they will focus in on you. This is all nice around you. So 4 points. Think of a bullseye. You know, you want a bullseye on your face. You have the top of a bullseye, which is either your eyebrows,
right,
or the top of your glasses. So for women and men, well, women who do not wear glasses and have silver or blonde eyebrows, you might want to pencil them in just a little bit to give the top of the bullseye.
Framing.
Mm-hmm.
The framing.
I always suggest wearing a little bit of lipstick. Why? It doesn't have to be darker, but something that shows up more, so that occasionally, you know, and everybody hears it, all of a sudden the sound will go out for an instant of a second, 1 second, 2 seconds. But this way, people can continue to read your lips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so interesting. Okay.
And also they will focus on your mouth if it's a little bit more, if there's more contrast. So they will focus on your mouth while you're talking to them.
Right.
The other 2 points, so that's top, your eyebrows, lips. And then with contour, how to create higher cheekbones, like a thinner, a little more contrast, right, and the jawline. So let's start at the bottom. The bottom of the jaw, the bottom of the bullseye. So I just, again, the camera picks up light and dark. So whatever is dark will be a shadow. And it doesn't matter the color because the camera can't tell what color it is. Wow. So if you literally take your blush, and I usually make my brush a little harder so I could actually draw a line, and I start on my jowl, especially for women who have jowls. Right. You don't want to go around the jowls. You want to go right over those jowls and literally draw a line around your chin, pull it down a little bit. So what you're doing is you're actually creating a shadow under your chin so the people looking at you can see the difference from the front of your face, under your chin and your neck. And it's just, there's a little bit more three-dimensionality to it.
Yeah. And that's makeup creating the illusion. Absolutely.
Also, unlike street makeup, where you would normally put a little bit of blush right on the apple of your cheek, you don't want to do that because the camera picks up light first. Right. So whatever light will come to the foreground. Right. So you want to keep this as light as possible. This is for light-skinned women. But what I do is I take my brush again with, I in my compact, it's brush and contour mixed together. And I actually make a little semicircle under and around my cheekbone back up to my ear so that I keep the lightest part. I keep this with no blush. Again, this is not street makeup. And it's a pretty dark line. I don't know if you can see that line.
It looks like 80s blush.
Yes, but when I'm looking in front of you, it looks like I have high cheekbones.
Yes, it is. It looks great.
I have no cheekbones. So
it looks spectacular from here because you do. So there you are again, everyone, with makeup creating that illusion. Shelly, they were some fabulous tips. Thank you so much. Okay. We are already at the end of this show, but I'm going to remind everybody, not only can you find Shelly and connect with her on shellygoldenstyle.com, but you've got Shelly Golden Style on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You've got your own channel there. Yep. All right. And then I think you had said something. I'm going to double check that there was that you're giving away a free gift, which we thank you for, the 12 easy tips to improve your lighting and background on Zoom. And that is at shellygoldenstyle.com/free-checklist. All right, everybody. That's it for this live. We went live. I don't know if I told you that. Did we tell you that, Shelly?
Yes, you did.
I'm so thrilled that you were on. These are great tips for everybody that's Zooming, everywhere, because I've been Zooming for months now. And those are some really extraordinary tips. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you to stay right there, Shelly, while I give appointment to everybody. I think we've got another live coming up at 1 o'clock MST, so noon PST and 4 EST. I think I got that right. Thanks, Shelly. We'll be talking to you again soon. Bye-bye, everyone, for now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight. Okay.